The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. In his latest book, sustainable development expert Jorgen Randers offers an analysis of what the world will be like in the year 2052. It's not a pretty picture. The New Human Cloud, written by John Sturman, excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Sustainability. Many authors writing about the future dismiss doubts and contrary opinions, striving to persuade readers that the future they envision is not only plausible, but inevitable. Thankfully, Jorgen Randers forgoes this temptation in his new book, 2052, A Global Forecast for the Next 40 Years, White River Junction, Vermont, Chelsea Green Publishing, 2012. Randers, an expert on business and sustainable development, and currently a professor of climate strategy at BI Norwegian Business School, offers a nuanced analysis of the state of the world today and a forecast for global development for the coming decades. It's not a pretty picture. I've lived my whole adult life worrying about the future, Randers admits. His candor and expertise, gained over decades of work in sustainable development for businesses and governments, yield a book well worth reading and discussing with colleagues, friends, and family. In an interesting twist, Randers invited other experts to share their thoughts on the world of 2052. Their views on topics including population, food, energy, urbanization, culture, the future of capitalism, and the role of spirituality are presented throughout the book as glimpses. So what does Randers expect the world of 2052 to be like? As Randers points out, by 2010, humanity's global ecological footprint reached about 1.4 times the carrying capacity of the Earth. We need 1.4 planets to sustain the current population and economy. That deficit is financed by unsustainable depletion of natural capital. Like a fiscal deficit, the party cannot go on forever. More troubling, our ecological footprint is growing. World population has increased from less than 4 billion in 1972 to more than 7 billion today. The United Nations forecasts populations will exceed 9 billion by 2050. Randers instead expects population will peak before 2052, much earlier than most people expect, at about 8.1 billion, an outcome premised on optimistic assumptions about future fertility rates. Families will increasingly be able to have exactly the number of children they want because of steady improvements in education, health, and contraception, he writes. Although population growth remains important, Randers correctly points out that environmental degradation is powerfully driven by increasing impact per person. Real economic output has been growing at an average rate of around 3.5% per year worldwide, far faster than population, and far faster in emerging economies. Billions of people in the world's poorest nations legitimately seek the food, clean water, housing, healthcare, electricity, and opportunities we take for granted. As the West pursues more, while China, India, Indonesia, Brazil, and other developing nations become more affluent, our already unsustainable ecological footprint will grow further, setting the stage for a harder, deeper, and less predictable decline. Many argue that free markets and technology will save the day. Randers celebrates the power of markets and innovation that are, for example, making wind and solar power competitive with the energy from fossil fuels. But he also recognizes the long delays in the system. It takes decades to replace unsustainable capital stocks and infrastructure and to commercialize new technologies, not to mention the long lifetimes of atmospheric greenhouse gases. Moreover, Randers recognizes that market failures in politics further delay or prevent action. Many resources, from open access fisheries to the climate, are subject to the tragedy of commons, in which overexploitation is the result of rational behavior by individuals, businesses, and nations. Overcoming the tragedy is possible. though solutions have so far proven elusive for critical issues such as climate change. Randers discusses the consequences of the delays, market failures, political expediencies, disinformation campaigns by vested interests, and other forces that have prevented the world from pursuing sustainable development. With sadness, he concludes that we will continue stumbling down that path, responding mostly reactively, mostly parochially, and mostly too late. As a result, the climate will continue to change, sea levels will continue to rise, and resource conflicts will intensify, all of which will cause an increasing drag on the economy. As Randers explains, my forecast of global developments to 2052 is actually quite gloomy, not catastrophic. But, he notes, the worst consequences of delay and policy failure will manifest only later. Around 2052, the average per capita consumption level will peak and a worldwide decline in material standards will start. But it needn't be. Overshoot and collapse is solvable, at least in principle, but it is hard to solve in practice because forward-looking policy normally requires sacrifice today to get a better tomorrow. Although he expects that we will not rise to the challenge, he hopes that we will. His concluding words? Please, help make my forecast wrong. Together, we could create a much better world. This article is excerpted and adapted from What the Future May Bring by John Sturman, which appeared in the winter 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To learn more or to read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.